news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Five after the hour here on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. 66 degrees outside of our studios here at I-65 and Airport Boulevard. A dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. this morning, so be careful out there on the roads. Coming up this hour, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our weekend weather scale, so you'll know exactly what to expect weather-wise this weekend and going into next week. I know a cold front's on the way. Some people are happy to hear that. Some people aren't. Also this hour, news with Kelly Finley. I've got your sports news, but right now we start the hour with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. They do have one off of Government Lakeside with injuries. Two cars involved right by the line, so expect delays there. All that fog is finally burning off, but right where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect, still pretty thick. Hobbytown USA in Mobile on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road is your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. Great deals on remote control vehicles from ECX and Park Zone. It's Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and breezy with temperatures in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. I hate to report this, but once again, we're talking about a shooter, this time in North Carolina at a school. We told you about this last half hour. Here's what we know at 7:07 this morning. Authorities in North Carolina have responded to reports of an active shooter at a high school. Captain James Rowell with the Pender County Sheriff's Office tells WECT-TV that the scene at Topsail High School remains active. There were no immediate reports of injuries this morning. Reports of that active shooter came in around 6:30 a.m. According to the website, school begins at 8:30 a.m. Topsail High School is located near the coast in Hempstead, about 20 miles north of Wilmington, has about 1,300 students enrolled. Now, just a few months back in May, an 18-year-old student was found in the school's parking lot with a large knife strapped to his leg and three other knives. A 16-year-old young man who authorities say armed himself with a semi-automatic rifle after hearing about that potential attack also was arrested. So this school going through quite a bit this Friday morning. We'll continue to keep you posted, but I mean, good news is there's no injuries to report, but this is just 24 hours barely after what happened in Thousand Oaks, California, because the nation remains in shock after yet another mass shooting happening on U.S. soil late Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Police confirmed that 28-year-old former Marine Corporal Ian David Long, a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, walked into the Borderline Bar and Grill around 11:20 p.m. and opened fire, killing 12 people, and then authorities say he turned the gun on himself. At the time of the shooting, the bar was hosting its weekly college night. Witnesses say they saw a tall man wearing all black with a hood over his head enter the bar and start firing at the very first person who was working the door before shooting with precision into the crowd. What was uncovered at the scene? Well, a Glock 45 caliber handgun, a weapon which police said was purchased legally, had an extended magazine, which allowed that weapon to hold even more rounds, and that is an illegal purchase. So a night of fun turns into a crime scene in Thousand Oaks, California. Among those killed was Ventura County Sergeant Ron Helias. He responded to the shots fired call. He was hit with multiple gunshots as he entered the bar. He died a short time later at a local hospital. He leaves behind a wife and a son. This morning, CNN is reporting that police responded to Ian David Long's home back in April after he reportedly became irate and was acting irrationally. He did meet with a mental health specialist but was not detained. As for Long, he was on active duty with the Marine Corps from August 2008 to March 2013. At this hour, still no motive has yet to be announced. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. 10 minutes after 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, we'll let you know all that's going on for Veterans Day coming up on Sunday. Several events going on around our area, especially at USS Alabama. A full weekend planned, so we'll let you know what's going on there. Also, some more news from around the nation and what each state Googles about Thanksgiving. You know, we have Thanksgiving coming up at the end of the month.
Yes.
You'll be surprised, maybe a little embarrassed at what some of your fellow citizens are Googling to find out about, you know, one of the nation's oldest holidays. That's all Thanksgiving is. People still trying to figure it out. 710 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular stage spectacular, Cirque Dreams Holidays. Its talent by the sleighload, says the New York Daily News. Over 20 of the world's best acts, 300 spectacular costumes, unforgettable music, and Broadway spectacle. Vegas meets family entertainment hails the Boston Globe of this season's must-see Cirque Dreams Holidays.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The state of Florida is investigating a shooting involving a police officer. It started when a man stole a car in the county, drove into Milton, and abandoned it. From there, police say the man stole a pickup and led officers on a chase that ended with a crash on Highway 98 near Langley Street. Officers say the suspect got out and approached an officer with a knife, and that's when he was shot.
None of us want to shoot anybody. We want to help people. We don't want to harm them. And so my officer has, you know, he's experienced a lot of stress.
The officer is okay. The suspect is expected to survive. Their names have not been released. A $1,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of Nicholas Ryan Young. He's a person of interest in the stabbing death of Jeff Higginbotham. A maintenance man found Higginbotham's body inside his Bay Villa apartment on October 30th. Happening this weekend, the 6th Annual Fairhope Film Festival, 40 feature films in all and 20 other short films. All of the films featured in the Fairhope Film Festival are either winners or finalists in other film festivals around the country and the world. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
713 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to head over, talk with Larry Kirby from LCM Motor Cars. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. It's a Friday. I couldn't be doing any better. How's the inventory looking out at LCM Motor Cars? I know you already have some cars on the lot that are looking for a nice new home.
Yes, sir. We got a huge inventory right now. We got a great selection of those vehicles under $10,000, including full-size trucks, cars, sport utilities, midsize, and full-size. And the great thing about that price point is, you know, we get the payments down there in the $200 range on most of them, and they do come with a warranty.
Yeah, that's some really good news when you're looking to buy a new vehicle. And the financing options at LCM Motor Cars, pretty good, Larry.
Yeah, we got a broad spectrum of lenders, you know, credit unions, banks, finance companies, local lenders, and nationwide lenders. So we got a way to go with just about everybody.
Where are you located? How can people come find you?
Highway 90 West in Theodore. They can look us up online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. 7:15 now on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Friday morning. Right now it's time to head out to the plains. Check in on Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Papa Murphy's.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
What a way to kick off a loaded weekend. Auburn soccer hosts Minnesota today at 3 in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. At 6 tonight, women's basketball opens the preseason NIT at home against Nicholls State. That's the first game of a doubleheader. The men tip against Washington at 8:30. Here's Bruce Pearl.
I'm excited about the opportunity. And there's a huge prize on this. Right now, as I talk to our players, I said, who's got the best win so far in the SEC? And for us on Friday night, there's a chance we could get it.
Number 11 against number 25. Pre-game coverage across the network at 8 tonight. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
Auburn football is 6-3 going into tomorrow night's game at Georgia. Gus Malzahn says the difference in wins and losses is simple.
Just holding on to the ball is the big thing. I mean, just protecting the football. You know, the games you look that we won, we protect the football. And, you know, the games that we've lost, we've had a tough time. But not just Jarrett, but really the whole offense. You know, we got to protect the football. That's going to be a big factor in this game.
Airtime tomorrow, 3 Central from Athens. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Football in the South tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company and a 55 inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1 in 5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No accidents and no major delays. Airport, Moffitt, Dalton, and 65 running smooth through Tillman's Corner. Highway 90 from Range Line to Theodore Doss Road, along I-10. Where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect, still some fog there. Be careful. The South Alabama men's basketball team opens their season this Sunday afternoon, November 11th versus Huntington at 4 p.m. at the Mitchell Center. And Sunday is Military Appreciation Day. All active and retired military receive 2 free tickets. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 719 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. And yeah, less than a week to register for the Ultimate Tailgate Prize giveaway. We're giving away a prize package worth over Everyone together, over $6,000 in prizes.
$6,000.
I should have said we were going to do everyone together before I came into it. I'm still working on some
Tell
things
them what
here.
They win.
Okay, well, this is what you win. Thanks for that, Kelly. The Bailey's TV coming through with, you know, the centerpiece of this tailgate prize package. Because what's a tailgate without a big old TV to watch the pregame on and other games that are going on? But Bailey's has a 55-inch Samsung 4K HD TV, along with a soundbar that sounds just as good as the TV looks. That's the centerpiece of the prize package, and one person will win that, along with the four other huge prizes. Cart Doctor coming through with a two-week, four-seat cart rental. Old Time Feed has this set of Adirondack chairs and a table, but it's not your standard Adirondack chairs, okay? There's two extra-large Adirondack chairs, big enough that you could be a lifeguard on the beach if you put these out there. They're huge Adirondack chairs. That comes from Old Time Feed. Fairhope Brewing Company has a party pack of craft beer and merchandise, and then Carrot Patch Jewelers with the team logo 14-karat gold pendant. Whichever college team or pro team you follow, if you're an Alabama fan or an Auburn fan or a fan of another team, they'll put that logo on a 14-karat gold pendant, and one person is going to win that entire grand prize. Winner will be announced next Thursday on Midday Mobile, and the four other qualifying winners from the other locations will also be announced. But head to each one of those stores, and one person per day can register all the way through Thursday, and we'll announce the winner then. And you can find out more information on fmtalk1065.com. Just click on the tab that says Tailgate Prize Giveaway. Right now, it's time to check the headlines for this Friday morning. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. 7:21 on your Friday morning. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, he is back in the news, his name being mentioned as a possible replacement to former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. That's according to multiple reports. Christie served as U.S. Attorney in New Jersey from 2002 to 2008 and was governor of the state from 2010 to 2018. CBS News says that President Trump is considering Christie, a former Republican presidential candidate who was very much pro President Donald Trump. No decisions have been made thus far. Other names are on the short list to lead the Justice Department. Among the reported candidates are former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, outgoing Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, and former Attorney General William Barr, who served under President George H.W. Bush. As for Jeff Sessions, he, of course, is a former Alabama senator. He submitted his resignation Wednesday at the request of the president. His departure comes after quite a bumpy relationship. That's the best way to term this one. Many of those criticisms that we heard about and read about were via tweet. This as Sessions recused himself from the investigation into the Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. Yes, today is Friday, and yes, it is 3 days after Election Day, Tuesday, of course. But guess what? Yes, election results are still being announced, not just in Florida, though, but also here in Alabama. The Republican caucus of the Alabama Senate has reelected Senator Greg Reed, Republican from Jasper, as Senate Majority Leader. The caucus, which holds 27 of the 35 Senate seats, made that decision at a meeting on Wednesday. Reed has served in the Senate since 2010. The caucus named him Majority Leader in 2014. He won reelection to his Senate seat this year without opposition in either party. Republicans have controlled the legislature since 2010, and last Tuesday, of course, Election Day Tuesday, the GOP picked up one seat in the Senate and five in the House of Representatives. Reid says that the caucus will work to improve schools and promote economic prosperity statewide. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Dr. Bill Williams Weather, presented by Summerbee Senior Living. Live an upscale, independent lifestyle with help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and breezy with temperatures in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good Store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
725 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley, I'm with you on this Friday. Sean Sullivan will be back on Monday morning. And some scary stuff in Northern California. Have you seen this wildfire? It's moving through the state. Tens of thousands of people have had to flee, many with their babies and their pets, abandoning their vehicles and heading out on foot, trying to escape those flames that forced the evacuation of an entire town and destroyed hundreds of structures in that town. The town is Paradise, California, and Fire Captain Scott McLean said yesterday, pretty much the community of Paradise is destroyed. It's that kind of devastation. The wind that was predicted came and just wiped it out. That captain said that he estimates a couple thousand structures were destroyed. Town of 27,000 residents, and Paradise is about 180 miles northeast of San Francisco, if you're trying to kind of get that in your mind, where they lie on the map. And the extent of the injuries and specific damage count, not immediately known, of course, as that fire rages on and officials could not yet access the area.
And you know, when you live in California, they say it's wildfire season all the time. The time, because it's just so dry out there. I mean, the tinder, and that's a sad situation because so many families are impacted, and as you know, there's a number of bases that are there in California.
Yeah, Butte County Cal Fire Chief Darren Reed had a news conference yesterday where he said two firefighters and multiple residents were injured. One witness who escaped that town, Gina Oviedo, she described the scene. She said things started exploding. People started getting out of their vehicles and running. Associated Press had a photographer there who said he saw dozens of businesses and homes leveled or in flames, including a liquor store and a gas station. The Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea said it's a very dangerous and very serious situation. I'm driving through fire as we speak. We're doing everything we can to get people out of the affected areas.
And this is not too far away from the Thousand Oaks, California location of that recent shooting, you know, that happened on Wednesday night with college students enjoying themselves inside and 13 people gone.
Yeah, you have several different firefighters around the state. That one that's north of Los Angeles in Ventura County burned 15 square miles in at least one home, and that happened just in a matter of hours. But, of course, with the population living there, threatened thousands of homes and even prompted evacuations of mobile home parks, a state university campus, and some neighborhoods. And then another nearby blaze was smaller at about 2 square miles, but it was moving quickly. And, you know, those can move so fast and gain so much steam so quickly. The acting California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency there for the fire-stricken area in North Carolina, California.
Northern California. And it's too early to know what caused this fire. Unfortunately, these are the type of stories where you hate to be so cynical, but you hear about people who have maybe were in an area that said, you know, that's very dry, and there's signs up that say no burning, you know, no fires, no campfires. And there's always that person who says, oh, no, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
And these fires can jump out of control so quickly. I know we have amazing firefighters here who know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's just, you just pray that everyone is safe and they're able to find another place to, you know, live in the interim.
But you're right. The conditions out there so dry that even just the misplaced campfire can really cause a lot of damage. And then there's this. Google is always putting out studies of what we Americans are searching for. And they went ahead and did a deep dive on Thanksgiving. The top search for 10 states, you're not going to believe this. People asked, what is Thanksgiving?
Stop it.
No, I will not stop it until we have no more people Googling what is Thanksgiving.
I thought you were going to say, what is the difference between stuffing and dressing?
No, that might be down on the list a little further down. Another top search was, when is Thanksgiving? Okay, that's a little more forgivable. But then another one. Actually, no state searched for who is Thanksgiving, thank goodness. In Colorado, their top search was turkey bowling, which, if you haven't played, that involves rolling a frozen turkey at bottles. Three states asked if England celebrates Thanksgiving. The answer to that is no. Those were Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia. And in Missouri, they asked, does Canada celebrate Thanksgiving? South Dakota apparently needed help finding meaning in the holiday. Their top search was things to be thankful for. And then in four states, including Alabama, they Googled restaurants open on Thanksgiving near me. We're all about our food down here, and we're all about food on Mobile Mornings. Coming back on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a deadly shooting. A man was killed just before 5:15 last night at Berkshire Arms Apartments off Azalea Road. Police are hoping surveillance video will lead to an arrest. The shooting happened on the complex property near the corner of Seabreeze and Cresthaven Roads. If you know anything about the crime, call Mobile police. A Mobile County school teacher is on administrative leave this morning after allegedly injuring a student. Latasha Buford's son, who is bipolar and schizophrenic, attends Holloway Elementary School. She uploaded pictures on Facebook showing his injuries. Buford tells News 5 the teacher thought her son was making noises in class and allegedly hit him in the mouth with a ruler. The teacher has not been identified. Treating the psychological and physical issues facing veterans is a focus of a new facility in Mobile. Yesterday, Veterans Recovery Resources opened its outpatient treatment facility on Spring Hill Avenue.
And just really expanding the capability for mental health, behavioral health.
Most of the 30 or so medical professionals are all vets. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bucks are dropping at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and with hunting season just around the corner, it's a great time to come in today. See, shop, and save on all Liberty round pin models left in stock. Let Mike Ward's professional staff help you find just the right safe to meet your needs. Liberty Safes have a free lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. Free delivery up to 50 miles in most cases, and take advantage of 0% interest for 12 months with approved credit. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
A hearing is scheduled this afternoon in Phoenix on a Republican lawsuit challenging thousands of Arizona mail-in ballots. This as Democratic Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema takes a 9,000-vote lead over Republican Martha McSally. The extremely close Senate and governor's races in Florida are heading for a recount. Fire crews are fighting raging wildfires in California, one up north of Sacramento and two near Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes have already been evacuated. Scott McClain is in Agora Hills, where residents have to make decisions.
Of people in this neighborhood. Some have gone. There are 30,000 people that are under evacuation orders. Some people are heeding the warnings. Others are not. They're simply spraying down their homes, trying to make sure that those embers don't ignite them if they land on their roofs. But they are packed up and they are ready to go.
Migrants from Central America continue their long walk to the U.S. border, where they'll ask for asylum. They left Mexico City this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. With UPS Freight and the Teamsters Union at a standstill on contract negotiations, 11,000 drivers could be lacing up walkout shoes by Monday. Teamsters members across the country are voting on UPS's last, best, and final offer contract, with the votes to be tallied Sunday. If a majority doesn't approve, UPS Freight drivers would strike the first time since 1997. Procter & Gamble is decluttering with a simplified corporate structure that reorganizes its business into six sector units. Beauty, baby and feminine care, fabric and home care, family care, grooming, and health care will each get their own CEO. Traveling for Thanksgiving? Loyalty travel expert The Points Guy names Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport the best in the country based on on-time flights, lounges, and restaurants, and transportation costs. Rock bottom on all those measures is New York's Kennedy. The Fed kept interest rates unchanged but left the door open for a rate hike in December. The Dow edged up 11 points. Futures are trending lower at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a great deal today and get a new floor in time for the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get waterproof floors from just 64 cents and best-selling hardwood up to 26% off. Plus, get pre-Black Friday flooring deals like 32% off Bull Barn Oak Laminate. Do it yourself or have us install it for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or lumberliquidators.com today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Friday, 67 degrees outside of our studios. Time to chat with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So go ahead and tell us, what are we looking at weather-wise for today?
Well, yeah, we've got another mild day today with temperatures in the 70s, but things are going to change for the weekend. I mean, right now, we've got quite a bit of rain across central and northern Alabama and extending into Mississippi and all the way down to Louisiana and the Texas coast. That's all going to be moving in here today, especially this afternoon. And following that, we've got some rather chilly weather, particularly for Saturday. And then another cold wave coming in early next week. Today, mostly cloudy, and we've got a good chance for showers today with temperatures in the lower 70s. As for tonight, a few showers in the evening, and then becoming breezy and turning colder. We're going to see that rain come to an end, and then some cold air coming down through Alabama and Mississippi will reach its way down to the coast, and we'll see temperatures in the mid-40s for tomorrow morning. As for Saturday, it'll clear off. Should be sunny but cool, only 58 degrees for Saturday afternoon, and wind out of the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, it'll be in the low 40s. And then on Sunday, skies will be mostly cloudy. The clouds come back in, as well as a few showers in the afternoon, and a high around 60 degrees. Now, those showers are due to a low-pressure system that's going to form off the Texas coast, and it'll track along the Gulf Coast on Monday. So what we can look for then is a few showers Sunday, and then the coverage of showers will increase Sunday night. Monday, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs around 60 degrees. The rain continues on into Monday night, and then Tuesday, the rain tapers off in the morning, turning cold. And temperatures on Tuesday, only 55 for the high, and then Tuesday night, down into the low and mid 30s.
All right.
So looks like that'll be the coldest so far this season, and that means some areas will see a light freeze Tuesday night. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cool, only about 55 degrees. So we've got a mild day today, cooler over the weekend, rain coming in Monday, and then some cold weather for Tuesday.
That cooler weather sounds more like the November that I know, Dr. Bill. And
you mentioned
more rain on the way. We've already gotten quite a bit of rain. Where are we relative to the normal November rain numbers?
Yeah, we're just about 2 3/4 inches of rain, and that's all occurred in the first week. So we're well on our way for the month of November, and as I mentioned earlier, we've had more rain in the first week than we had for the entire month of October.
And it is a Friday, so everybody's been waiting on the edge of their seats, Dr. Bill. It's time for that semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. It's where you give us a score between 1 and 2 that lays out how our weekend is going to look. So what are we looking at for today, Friday, November the 9th?
Well, we've got a half-and-half weekend here with some good weather Saturday and clouds and showers coming in on Sunday. As for the weather scale, let's go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
1.7830.
Gotta say, higher than I was expecting, Dr. Bill.
Nice.
Yeah, the showers that'll be coming in on Sunday, looks like they'll be late on Sunday, and we don't expect a lot of rain until we get to Sunday night and Monday.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Dr. Bill. Thanks for keeping us informed.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
I cannot believe how much you like cold weather.
Yeah.
It's
the regional thing. And I experienced this with my wife, too, because she's from Massachusetts.
Right.
You're from Michigan.
Yes.
You people that were born in the cold weather.
We paid our dues.
You did pay your dues.
Okay.
And everyone that travels down from the north, they always like to brag and wear shorts whenever it's 30 degrees around. You know, they always have to show how tough their legs are. legs are for some reason.
I remember being in college. I had a Jeep Wrangler and having the top down. It was 40 degrees, and I had on my gloves, but I was rolling with my hat on, my ball cap.
I would get sick of the icy storm. See, it's the ice that bothers me. It's not the snow. It's the ice that gets out there on the roads, and then we just... You know, the Northerners make fun of us Southerners because they say we can't drive in the snow. But the truth is, it ices over on these roads, and we don't have the proper tireage. We don't have the proper equipment on our vehicles, and we start sliding everywhere.
Well, that ABS locks up, and everybody, you do what you think makes sense, but it's the opposite when you're in a vehicle. You have to turn into your slide. But here's the deal. Why tip my hat? Because you guys know how to drive in hurricanes. Mm. I don't. I can drive in snow and ice, but yeah, I'm going to do the Mutombo finger wag for you when it comes
to cold weather.
Yes. No.
I love it. Well, right now, outside of a little bit of fog, which is lifting from our area, driving conditions not so bad, but we'll check how the roads are looking right now with Kane in the traffic.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department not working any new accidents. Still there off of Lakeside Drive and Government. Two cars involved with an accident with injuries. Also, we've got one at Halls Mill Road and Azalea without injuries. The fog's all but burned off right except where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect, so it's a pretty good start on the way in this morning. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa this weekend at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Three big things on FMTalk1065.com. More on Attorney General Jeff Sessions stepping down at the request of President Trump, stepping out of that Attorney General role. Also on our website, Florida faces the prospect of recounts in governor and Senate races. Stop me if you've heard this before, but recounts going on in Florida. And a new clinic for veterans opens in Mobile. Find out all that and a whole lot more on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Now time to check the headlines. Here's Kelly.
Who knew that we'd be talking about possibly hanging chads once again? But oh my goodness. It's supposed to be election day, not election week or month,
the
right?
The drama drags on and on and on.
Yes. Well, let me tell you about some good news, Dalton, that was just updated. This is via the Associated Press. Remember the active shooter we told you about? County officials says that reports of the active shooter at the school in North Carolina turned out to be a malfunctioning water heater.
Wow. See how reports can fly so fast? Right. I mean, better safe than sorry, but everyone was ready to go ahead and say that there was another mass shooting.
And we always remind you that with breaking news, it's fluid, okay? So you need to understand that things can change, but you have to follow reputable sources so that you understand that sometimes people make simple mistakes, but you just want to make sure that you're getting your news from the correct source.
Correct.
So great news to report with that. Okay, so remember on Thursday we told you about protesters nationwide who were speaking out demanding support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian interference with the 2016 presidential election. Those protests happened in various cities across our country and right here in Alabama. About 275 people, they showed up to demonstrate in front of the Vance Federal Building in Birmingham. For about an hour or so, people chanted and cheered and protested the recent movements in Washington, D.C. And then there's this. Protests also took place on a sidewalk outside of the building where U.S. Representative Mo Brooks has his Huntsville office. That's on Clinton Avenue downtown. Protesters even announced his office phone number. They did that because they wanted to encourage people to call him in support of the Mueller investigation. So here's the deal. This is what they're protesting, that acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, he should recuse himself from the Russia investigation and that Congress should protect the investigation and protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller. According to MoveOn.org, other rallies were also held in Auburn, Tuscaloosa, Florence, and Fairhope. A fatal accident has claimed the life of a 52-year-old man in Lee County. The victim has been identified as Gregory Lawan Holstick. The coroner says that the authorities received a 911 call of a single vehicle accident. Multiple agencies, they responded, and they found the 52-year-old man with no signs of life. They had to remove his vehicle quickly because he slammed into a live high-voltage line on one of the utility poles. Holstick was unfortunately on his way home, to work when that crash happened. Alcohol was not a factor in the wreck, but rather they believe he had some sort of medical event. This crash remains under investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. Quarter till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. Don't forget, coming up next hour, it is Football Friday. We'll have Phil Savage in to talk about all the big games coming up this weekend. And then in just about 10 minutes, What's Cooking with Alec Naaman. He has another great recipe on tap for you to try out this weekend, maybe while you're watching football. And all that and a whole lot more coming up on Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The state of Florida is investigating a shooting involving a police officer. It started when a man stole a car in the county, drove into Milton, and abandoned it. From there, police say the man stole a pickup and led officers on a chase that ended with a crash on Highway 98 near Langley Street. Officers say the suspect got out and approached an officer with a knife, and that's when he was shot.
None of us want to shoot anybody. We want to help people. We don't want to harm them. And so my officer has, he's experienced a lot of stress.
The officer is okay. The suspect is expected to survive. Their names have not been released. A $1,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of Nicholas Ryan Young. He's a person of interest in the stabbing death of Jeff Higginbotham. A maintenance man found Higginbotham's body inside his Bay Villa apartment on October 30th. Happening this weekend, the 6th Annual Fairhope Film Festival, 40 feature films in all and 20 other short films. All of the films featured in the Fairhope Film Festival are either winners or finalists in other film festivals around the country and the world. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Why does Hardee's make biscuits from scratch? That's like asking why clowns scare people. Because it's what we were born to do, and because it makes them delicious. We were also born to let you choose from our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or Frisco breakfast sandwich, and mix and match any two of these for only $4. That's right, as newborns, we came up with this $2 for $4 mix and match idea and started making delicious biscuits from scratch. Talk about proud parents.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary, tax not included.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering with PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. For over 45 years, Help Heal Veterans has provided therapeutic art kits to these critically injured veterans at no charge to them. Help us heal vets. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. Help a veteran. Visit healvets.org.
.747 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Morning. It's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Pittsburgh Steelers crushed the Carolina Panthers on Thursday Night Football 52-21. Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger completed 22 of 25 passes for 328 yards and 5 touchdowns to 5 different receivers. On the other side of the ball, the Steelers held former Auburn Tigers quarterback Cam Newton to 193 yards passing and 2 touchdowns, but they also intercepted Newton and returned that for a touchdown. In the first quarter, the teams combined for 3 touchdowns in an NFL record 23 seconds. Pittsburgh led 31-14 at halftime, tying for the most points the Panthers have given up in a half in team history. Pittsburgh's record is now 6-2-1, while the Panthers dropped to 6-3, one win behind the New Orleans Saints in the NFC South. Steelers president Art Rooney II said yesterday that the franchise expects Le'Veon Bell to report to the team next week and end his 10-week holdout. Bell returned to the city of Pittsburgh this week after spending his holdout in Miami. In college football last night, Wake Forest scored a touchdown with 30 seconds left to upset the number 14-ranked NC State Wolfpack 27-23. Jamie Newman threw the game-winning pass to tight end Jack Frudenthal. It's the Wolfpack's third loss of the season. Pretty much knocks them out of a New Year's Six Bowl. The Demon Deacons were down by 10 with 6 minutes to play, but after the comeback win, are now one win from becoming bowl eligible. Week 11 of the college football season rolls on this weekend. The SEC West and East champions may already be decided for Alabama and Georgia, but teams in the SEC still have plenty to fight for. And there's some good games on tap for tomorrow. It all starts at 11 a.m. with three SEC games. At 11 a.m., number 15-ranked Florida hosts South Carolina. Gators are favored to win that one by 6 points. Also at 11 o'clock, the Missouri Tigers host Vanderbilt. Missouri favored by 17. And at 11, Ole Miss travels to Texas to take on Texas A&M. Aggies favored by 13.5. Then at 2:30, another top 25-ranked game for the Alabama Crimson Tide. The number one team in the nation welcomes number 16-ranked Mississippi State to Tuscaloosa. Tide favored by 24.5. Also at 2:30, number 11-ranked Kentucky plays at Tennessee. Wildcats favored by 6. And then at 6 p.m., number 24-ranked Auburn goes to Athens to take on number 5-ranked Georgia. That game will air right here on FM Talk 106.5. Pregame starts at 3. The Bulldogs are favored by 14.5. At 6:30, the final of the SEC games, number 7-ranked LSU will try to get over that shutout loss from last weekend when they play at the Arkansas Razorbacks, Tigers favored by 2 touchdowns. The South Alabama Jaguars are back at home for tomorrow. They kick off at 4 p.m. against the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks. Warhawks favored by 6.5 points. If you can't make it out to LAD, that game airs on ESPN Plus, the streaming app for ESPN. And two more top 25-ranked games. In the Big Ten, number 10-ranked Ohio State plays at number 18, Michigan State. Buckeyes favored by 4. And at 7 p.m., number 2-ranked Clemson plays at number 17-ranked Boston College. The Tigers are favored by 20. Coming up on the other side of the hour, we'll talk with Phil Savage for Football Friday. He'll give us a little more detail into some of those games. And don't forget, if you're in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, that you'll want to make your selections today before the games begin at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. 10 minutes to late now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at BachelorService.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers and breezy with temperatures in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind,
BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. We are seeing delays down from Government, Cottage Hill, also Old Shell and Moffitt and 65, but no wrecks in the roadways. Airport near Snow, also Schillinger and Three Notch, and if you're traveling out towards Moffitt and Snow, you've seen heavier traffic as well. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs, call 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:54 on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. And it's Friday, so it's time to check in with Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec, how you doing on this Friday?
Man, I'm doing good. I got a little sun eking out through the fog and the clouds, but I think it's going to be, when the rain get out here, it's going to be good, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. And we got a South Alabama Jaguars football game this weekend, so I know you're extra fired up for that.
Oh, man, I'm going to be out there ready to roll, ready to go. I'm going to try to let them see if they'll let me play or something, water boy or something.
Well, maybe the recipe that you sent us this week, maybe the South Alabama team can have that after the game. I don't recommend they eat almond cake with berries and cream before the game, but heck, I'll be eating it on Saturday because you gave us the recipe.
Oh, man, this is motivation. This is how you pump them up, man. Get a bunch of everybody get their own cake. See, them big old boys, they can eat a whole cake by themselves, so we're going to fix them up.
For sure.
I like this one. You know, this is my almond cake, and I put some berries and cream all on top. You know what I'm saying? Really good stuff. I mean, making cakes is pretty easy. I'm no baker, you know what I mean? I'm just not a baker, but I can make this cake, you know? Making brownies.
What was your motivation for whipping up such a delicious recipe, Alec?
Oh, you know, I just like that sugar. You know, so...
So how do we make this?
Well, here's what I do. You got to have some ingredients, of course. You got to have just some powdered sugar and some eggs. And a little egg white, you know, and I get some lemon peel and some orange peel, and I just, you know, I grate it right off the lemon and the orange, and I get me some almond flour or a little almond meal, but I like the flour the best, you know. Then just a little pinch of cinnamon, and of course I got to get me some good whipping cream so I can make that icing with a little vanilla extract, you know. And then of course I get me some fresh raspberries and blackberries. So all I do is I line the bottom of my little pan with some parchment paper. That's the secret. Now I spray it with some, you know, Pam or whatever, and then I put some parchment paper down, because when I go to flip that cake out of that pan, I just peel the paper right off, and my stuff don't stick to the bottom, you know? And I hate it when my stuff sticks, if you know what I mean. All right, so anyhow, I figured I'd catch that one. All right.
We catch them all, Alec. Catch them all.
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
Oh, you're so not safe for work, Alec.
Well, you know, not everyone was given the gift of cooking like you, Alec, right. And I'm thinking particularly of myself. So, you know, if I have an event coming up or if I just want you to come on out to the house and cater for the, let's say I have a massive family and I want you to come out and cater, how do we get in touch and have Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering come out and feed us?
Well, man, you know, it'd be an honor, first of all, because I make some real good food, like, you know, like macaroni and cheese and stuff like that. I mean, I know you don't have a real palate for gourmet kind of stuff, but I know you are gourmet mac and cheese.
Yeah, okay? Chicken fingers and mac
don't
and cheese.
Don't you worry.
That's right.
I can make some mac and cheese, all right? So listen, I tell you what you do. You just call me at 473-3900, all right? That's my secret phone number. All right, I don't give that out to too many people. 473-3900. So keep it on the low profile. All right.
All right.
And then if you can't reach me by phone, you can get me through the website at naemanscatering.com. See, that's easy. And if you can't get me there, I can go to our Facebook page, and it's Facebook like Naaman's Catering stuff. Okay.
That's it. And we got to hear it before you
can't find me there. Well, then I'm just sorry, buddy. You on your own, okay?
Out of luck. We got to hear it. Go Jags before we go.
Oh, man, I'm all about it because tomorrow's a gun of the game. Go Jags.
All right. Thank you, Alec. That's Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering and What's Cooking. And we're coming back Football Friday on the way.